All right, here we go. So we're up to over here, Parshas Korach, Gemilu Shlishi. We got a little bit here, Shlishi. We're up to over here, Vayelu Me'al Mishan Dosan. Okay, you remember what Pasuk we're up to? Surah Namiel, you remember what Pasuk we're up to?
23.
Okay, good, 23. Vayda Roshem Oshalim Medabrel Koloid Lima He'olu Misaviv L'Mishkan Korach Dosan Vaviram. You shall get up from the surrounding of Dosan Vaviram, from the surrounding of the Mishkan Korach Dosan Vaviram. Let's see Rashi Pasuk of Dalet. Rashi, hey alu misaviv, ki targumoi istalku. Istalku means to rise up, misavivois Mishkan Korach, from the vicinity, the saviva of the Mishkan of Korach. Okay. Now, what does it say over here in the? Let's make sure that no one came. Oh, okay, right. What does it say over here in the Targum? Okay, Targum pasuk of Dalet says, Malel im Kenishta pasuk 23 Malashon Moshe. Okay, Malel im Kenishta lemeimar. Speak to the assembly. Speaking, Istalaku means that's the key word. Istalaku means to go up. Siluk means to go up. Misachar. So this is a very interesting expression. Whenever it says the word saviv, saviv is translated by the Targum two words, sechor, sechor. Lamashkina de Korach, dasan va'avirim. Okay, let me look at the parish. Parish over here, Chav Dalet, okay, is stalku. Lashan siluk, v'loy lashan aliyah. The im hoy loshna liya hoy tzach levoy binyan hakal alu velo hey alu shu binyan nifal avlo ibn ezra perish loshan aliyah mamish. Okay, so I don't know exactly how does the article translate the word. How does it translate the word? This is pasuk
24. Yes. Rashi says, "Have this speak to assembly saying." Get yourself away all around the above adobe of Korach, Dalet, and Avira.
So the word says get away. So he translates the word hey alu to mean get away.
Get yourself away.
So that's the point over here that Rashi and Targum are coming to mention. The word hey alu doesn't mean get yourself away. Hey alu means get up. Hey alu means.
Yeah,
pick yourself up. You're sitting down, stand up. So that's exactly the point he's making. So the Rashi makes it with Heilu, Kirtar Gumoy, Istalku. Histalku means away. There's a difference between getting away and getting up. Getting up means you're I don't know, getting up means you're sitting, just stand up. It doesn't mean to get up. It means go far, far away. Distance yourself. So that's the point. So the word, so why then is the word Heilu? Why is there, this is not the correct the word. So that's what he's saying, the word, the fact that it says a tseri hey alu and does not say ha alu. If it would say ha alu with a patach, then it would mean to get up. But because it says hey alu, it means distance. Distance yourself. So the Targum says that pasuk of Dalet Malel in Kedusha Lameimar Istalaku with Siluk. Siluk means to go away. Where Misachor Sachor from the surrounding area of this location. Okay. We want to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. Welcome. Shalom Aleichem. I haven't seen you in a long time. Hope you didn't come yesterday. Did you come yesterday? I wasn't here yesterday. I forgot to put a message, Mr. Glatter. Mr. and Ms. Glatter.
Thank you very much. I don't remember what was yesterday.
I went to a wedding yesterday. I wasn't here yesterday. I told you I'm not going to be here yesterday. Went to a wedding.
My wedding.
It wasn't my wedding. It wasn't my wedding. Not my problem. I didn't pay the bill for the wedding last night. Okay, let's go further. What?
The girl paid it all.
Who paid it all? I don't know who paid it.
The girl paid it all.
The girl paid it all? The Taka did. This wedding, the girl Taka paid the whole wedding. This girl, the parents of the girl, paid for the whole wedding, for sure. For sure.
So your theme was a choice. Your theme is your dream was sort of.
Okay, let's learn here. Okay, so let's go further. We just did this pasuk, now we're going to the next pasuk. We're up to pasuk Chafei. We're up to pasuk Chafei, we're up to Perek Kazayin pasuk Chafei, we're in the middle of Shlishi. Vayaka Moshe, Vayelech El Dosan, Vavidam, Vayelchu Achadav Zikne Yishol. Moshe gets up. Vayakam. You see, it was Vayakam and the words Hey Olu. Hey Olu means distance. Vayakam means to get up. Okay, Vayakam Moshe, Moshe gets up. Vayelech and he goes, Eldosan Vavir, Vayelchu Achadav Zikne Yishol. And the Zikne Yishol, they followed Moshe. They were behind him. What does it say in Rashi? Rashi says, Vayakam Moshe, Kisavur, She Yisu, Loipanim, Veloy Osu. Moshe thought that they would show him respect. That Dasan Va'avidam, when Moshe would come and would try to appease them, Dasan Va'avidam would show respect. Sheyisu means to lift up their face, which is an expression which means they would show respect, but V'loyosu. Let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Chafei says, V'kam Moshe v'azal l'vas Dasan Va'avidam v'azalu bos rohi Save Yisrael, the elders of the Jewish people. Now, what is this all about? Is there any comment here in the commentator? So he writes over here, Levos eats if I'm fine. Save kamo seva. No, there's no comment over here. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk chav vav. Vaidaber. Okay. Vaidaber Eloedo lemo. He spoke to the assembly saying, Suru. No, me'al ohole ho anashim ho rishoim ho ele, v'altigu b'chol asher lohem, penti sofu b'chol chatoisam. Now, let's go back one pasuk before. Moshe gets up, v'yelech and he goes to Dasan v'avidam, v'yelchu achrav zikne Yisrael. The next pasuk says, v'yidaber lo edo lemar, sur no kerefan. So he goes to Dasan v'avidam, and it seems that Dasan v'avidam, They did not pay attention to Moshe. All right, whatever that means. So what happens? They're not giving Moshe respect, so Moshe is giving the people, the assembly, the 250 people, one last chance to save their lives. And what does he do? He says to them, so I guess the Edom here refers to the 250 people, Lamar, Suru no, turn away. So Nod means either please or now. This is an old dispute between Rashi and Unkelus. According to Rashi, whenever it says the word no ein no elo l'shoin bakosha, it means please. According to Unkelus, the word no means now. Suru, turn away now. Me'al, from being together with Ahaleho Anashim Hori Shoim Ela, the tents of these wicked people. V'altigu, do not touch b'chol ha'shalochem penti safu. You will be finished. You will be completely finished off b'chol chatasam due to their sins. Now let's see what it says over here in Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Targum. U'malil im kinishta l'meimar zuru. So the word zuru over here means distance. Ke'ein ke'an me'ilove mashkine guvraya. Chayo vayo ho ilain v'lod tik revun b'chol dilhoin, do not touch anything that belongs to them. Dilma tilkoin, you'll be smitten b'chol koy vehoin with all of their property. Let's see over here. What's over here in the parish? The parish over here says zuru. Kosav hakadmoin menachem ein tzaduk. Shamilo ho aramis zuru v'gam asheres zoruk habo b'pasukim miyan ve'eri shechar. Okay, Vizartim Esmei Yisrael, Oid Kulam L'Shoin Tzur, turn away. Okay, that's it, turn away. And, okay, Tisofen means you'll be finished. V'ula Adas Onkelis Hanashim Yisaviv Shemitbo Im Libnei Shloin Michu Nenshu Rak Bo Oinish Hakal. So what is he trying to say over here? Penti sofer. I'm not sure what he means. Dilma tilki. Penti sofer. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's see again one more time on the pasuk one more time. If there's anything, if we can decipher a chiddush here. Vayakav aydab eloi de labor suru. Suru, the Targum translates the word zuru. Zuru means like a something that is strange. Okay, this means it's distance. No, please. Me'al ohalei ho'anashim ho'rishoim ho'ila, the tents of these wicked people. V'al tiglu b'chol asher lohem. Do not touch. Do not touch b'chol asher lohem. Penti safu b'chol chatesam, you'll be swept away. One more time, the Targum. Umalil moyshaim kinishtad lememar zuru ke'an na'a. So first of all, it's important. The Targum translates the word na to mean now. Ke'an. Okay, that's not the way Rashi ordinarily translates the word na. Na Rashi translates to mean please. Moshe here did not, at least according to that's the question. Moshe asked the people nicely to distance themselves from Korach. So Rashi ordinarily says the word na means please. Over here, the Targum says like what he always says, it means now. Milovei, from upon. The mashkinei, the tents, guvraya chayovaya, these wicked people, ho'ilein these, v'lot tikrivun, okay, this is important, v'lot tikrivun, do not go near. So this is an interesting, this is something which is important to pay attention to. The pasuk says, v'lot tig'u, which means do not, literally, do not touch. And in fact, in Chumash Vayikra, when it says the word tigu, it doesn't necessarily mean to touch. Okay, tigu, normal translation of tigu means do not physically touch. Targum does not translate that. Targum says v'loy tigu means do not go near. Going near and touching is not the same thing. So the Targum is making this very important point. Do not go near b'chol asher lohem, anything that's their possession. Behold the loin, penti sofu. What is in penti sofu? Dilma tilkoin. So he translates the word ti sofu, you will be smitten. Malkois. You will be hurt. Ordinarily, you would translate the word penti sofu to mean you will come to an end. Ordinarily, the word sofu means what it says here, kilioin. Kilion means utter, total obliteration. Completely, you no longer exist. That's not what it says in the Targum. The Targum says, Penti Safu, you will be hurt. You'll be hurt, Bechol Chatoisam, because of their sins. Now, the problem is like this. The problem is, the people that indeed were smitten, were punished, they were destroyed. They weren't just hit. They came to an end. They came to a complete, utter end. So therefore, it's not true. This, according to the way the Targum translates the words, what happened is not true. What happened to the people that were near, that were part of this, that were part of Korach, they came to an end. They ceased to exist. And here it doesn't say that they ceased to exist. Here it says, Penti Safu, they will be smitten. They will be hurt. So how do we understand this? So he says here in the commentator, a tremendous chiddush, who says you can say this, is that when Moshe spoke to the Eda he was speaking to is not the people of Korach's camp who were obliterated. Those people that were in Korach's camp, that were obliterated, Moshe was not talking to them. He was talking to the spectators. And he was telling them, people, get away from here. Korach and his assembly are going to be done. They're finished. But you in the audience who are watching and are not protesting what is happening over here, you also are going to be hurt. Your avera is not great enough that you should die. But your avera of not issuing a protest is significant enough that you will suffer. You will suffer. Let me read you what it says over here. He's saying a very big chiddush, tremendous chiddush. He says over here the word Lashon Kilyas, Lashon HaKa, Loi Tirgem Tisafu Lashon Kilyain. it would appear that the correct translation for the word sofu would be ki loyon, complete obliteration. And that's not what it says in the Targum. The Targum says the word tilkoin, which means to be injured, to be hit. When you give someone malkois, you don't kill them, you just injure them. V'chein tirgeim b'loy penti sofer, dilma tilke, v'ulaike, l'das unkelis ha'anoshim yisaviv shenit bo'im b'bnei shloim michu, ne'anoshim rak bo'inish kal. He seems to be saying is that the Eda that he's speaking to in the Pasuk begins in Pasuk Chavav, Vayidaber el ho Eda lemar, this is not the Eda of Korach himself. The Eda of Korach himself was completely obliterated. The Eda that Moshe is speaking to are the people who are the spectators out in the audience in the stadium who should have issued a macha, that what's happening here is not proper, and they decided not to, and Moshe is giving them one last chance to get far away, and if they're not going to get far away, they are going to suffer. It doesn't say they're going to be destroyed, because they didn't do anything so bad, but they will suffer for even sticking around. Okay, that's a very interesting shot. So what are the chidushim? We take out of this pasuk two major chidushim. That the word tigu does not mean touch, it means go near, and the word tisafu seemingly would mean to be destroyed, but according to the Targum, it means to be locked, to be injured. Pasuk of Zayin, Vayye'olu me'al mishkan korach dosan va'aviron. They listened, they ascended. Who's they? We have to see. Misaviv, v'dosan va'aviron, yatsu nitzavim, they went forth out, standing, Pesach Oholayem, in front of their tents, Unishayhem, Uvenehem, with their wives and their children and their babies and their young. Rashi Yotsu Nitzavim, Bikoima Zukufa Lichoref Ulagadev. They went out cursing. When Moshe told them, everyone get away, Dosam Vavim came out. The word Nitzavim has a very negative connotation. It means they came forth with chutzpah, b'koyim zekufa, to curse, to insult and curse, like it says, k'mo v'yisyatzev arboim yom, it says in Shmuel, they're mean, I think, my Goliath. They came out, the enemy, the Goliath, it says, Rashi, the Goliath, dear Goliath, they came, the people of the pollution, they came out cursing, okay, the same word there, mitzvavim, and then Rashi goes on to say, Unishayhem uvrehem vitapam bo ure kama kosha hamachlekis. Shaharei, bezdin shalmata ein oinshin ela ad shayavi shte cyrus. U bezdin shalmaila ad eshim shana. Tikan ovdu af yonke shodayim. Look at the tragedy of machlekis. In bezdin shalmata, what is the punishment? The punishment for bezdin shalmata, of bezdin shalmata, is you have to be at least 13 years old in order to be punished. The Bezin Shalmaila, you have to be at least 20 years old to be punished. But that's only when it comes to an ordinary Avera. When it comes to an Avera that involves Machloikis, then who gets punished? They get punished. Their wives get punished. Their children gets punished. Everyone gets punished. Borei. Now let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum Pasuk Chof Zayin. The istalaku mi'ilove mashkina de korach dosan va'aviram misachor sechor. Now going back to the Pasuk Chof Zayin, they ascended from upon va'ye'olu mi'al mishkan korach Dosan va'aviram misaviv. So what does it mean exactly? Who's the ve'ye'alu? Who is the ye'alu? They went up from the camp, from upon the Mishkan, Korach. Dosan va'aviram misaviv. What does that mean exactly? The istalaku mi'ilovei mashkino de Korach. Dosan va'aviram misachar sechar. V'dosan v'aviram nifaku. They came out. Ki yomin. Okay, the word nitzavim means ki yomin. Bisra, at the gate. Mashkenehoin of their tent. Uneshehoin uvenehoin v'taflehoin. Their wives, their children, and their babies. Let's see what it says in the commentator. On Pasuk Chof Zayin. Nothing. He doesn't really want to say that. I'm just asking you, what is the simple translation of this pasuk? When it says here, Vayelu, I'm assuming what it means over here is that the people that Moshe was warning to leave listened. The people that he told them to leave, they left. Vayelu me al mishkan kodech dosim aviram misaviv. They listened. The spectators in the audience, they ascended from upon the camp of Korach and dosan va'aviram from all around. They listened. That's what it seems like. It seems like according to the Pshat and the Pasuk, especially the way the Targum, we learned that Pshat and the Targum is, Moshe was not addressing the 250 men. Moshe was addressing the spectators. And he told the spectators, you better get out of here now. Because if you don't get out of here now, you're going to suffer. And they listened. That's quite a fascinating phenomenon, that they actually listened to Moshe Rabbeinu's warning and they ascended from upon the camp of Korach and Dosan Va'aviram. Period. Now it would appear to begin a new pasuk. V'dosan Va'aviram yatsu nitzavim. They went out with chutzpah to the Pesach Oholayim u'nesheyem uvneim v'tapam. You know, you'd expect that there would be a period. There would be a soif pasuk, and we would break this one pasuk into two psukim. You would say, Vayolu, Mial, Mishkan, Kodach, Dosan, Viram, Misaviv, period. And now begins a new pasuk. V'dosan v'aviram, Yatsu, Nitzavim, Pesach, Aholeyem. U'nesheyem, Uvneim, V'etapam. But yet, for some reason, it's not. There is no soif pasuk. It's one continuous pasuk. I don't know why. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk of Ches. Vayomer Moshe said, "Bezois teinun, with the following you shall know, ki Hashem shalochani, Hashem sent me, lasois to do, eis kol hamasim o'ila, ki lo mi libi, I'm not doing anything on my own, nothing that I do is on my own, everything that I'm doing, Hashem sent me to do these deeds." What is over here, Pasuk of Ches in Rashi? Lasois es kol hamasim o'ila, Hashem sent me to do all these masim, shasisi al pi adibor, loseis li aroin kuhuno gidoilo, Ubanov Sagnone Kuhuna to be assistants, the Elitzafon to be the Nisi HaKehosi. Rashi over here is coming to very, very carefully, is coming over here to relay what exactly was the specific complaint of Korach, Dosan, Va'aviran. Rashi here says three things. Number one, why is Aaron, is he the Kohen Gadol? Number two, why are Aaron's children, are they the next in line? Why are they the Sagan? And number three, why is Elit Safan the prince of the Nasi of the Shevet of the Chilik of Kehasi? These were the three primary complaints of Korach and Korach's group. The truth is, it's a very, very, very difficult thing what Rashi says, because who was Korach really rebelling against? Korach was rebelling against Moshe. Korach really wanted to get rid of Moshe. So why didn't he attack Moshe? I guess he couldn't do that. So he came up with an excuse. Instead of attacking Moshe, he's going to attack Aaron. He's going to attack Elit Safan. He's going to attack the children of Aaron, Elazar v'Isamar. That's not really what is bothering Korach. Korach couldn't care less about that. Korach, he wanted to be Moshe, but he couldn't do that. So what did he do? He made excuses. I was reading today something about the Holocaust, about the Holocaust, that the Nazis, they wanted to kill the Jews. So they for some reason they felt, I don't know, at some point in time, I guess in the beginning or even during the worst times, we just can't kill a Jew. I don't know why they I don't know what was holding them back. So you know, we have to go create an impossible situation to kill the Jew. So what would they do? They would attach to the leg of a Jew a massive, very heavy object. And then they will tell the Jew, okay, walk, go. And the Jew would try to walk, and he couldn't, because his leg was attached to this massive, heavy weight. So he couldn't go. Oh, you're not going. We told you to go, and you're not going. Kill you. Kill the Jew. So why didn't they just kill the Jew to begin with? I mean, eventually they did anyway. They killed 6 million people. For some reason, we're Germans, you know, we have to have a reason. You can't do anything without a reason. We're smart people, right? They're brilliant, right? No, they're geniuses. So we just can't kill you for no reason. So we have to create a hesatimsa so we should be able to kill you. So what are we going to do? We're going to attach to your leg an object that weighs 1,000 pounds. And we're going to tell you to walk. So if you were strong enough, you'd be able to pull it. But you're not strong enough, so now we have to kill you for violating the command. It's a crazy mentality. So here it's the same thing. Korach, he wants to kill, he wants to take Moshe. He can't. He can't do it. So instead he makes an excuse. Oh, why did you give the kuna to Aaron? Why did you give it? I'm next in line. In the Yichus brief, Korach comes after, comes next. Whatever, he makes a whole calculation, whatever it is. Oh, so that's why I have a complaint. This is a very legitimate complaint. It's total nonsense. But in his corrupt mind, it's a legitimate complaint. So the chiddush now is, here's a tremendous chiddush. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he fights with them, Moshe knows that that their complaint is not against Moshe. Moshe knows that. Moshe, when he comes to fight, Moshe knows that it's not against Aaron and Nadav Avihu. I mean, Lozavi Samar and Elit Safan. Moshe knows they're coming for him. But because this is the legitimate complaint you put forth in the legal brief, okay, so we'll test this. It's like a Holocaust. The Nazi puts around the leg of a Jew an object that weighs 1,000 pounds, and guess what? The Jew, the skeleton Jew, he walks like nothing, and he schleps with him the object worth 1,000 pounds. It's a little bit strange. You're not really dealing. You're solving the symptom. You're not solving the problem. You're not solving the problem because Korach. Why? What do I mean that? Because what happens? Because the people who are watching in Klal Yisrael, they witness this. So what do they witness? They're not witnessing Korach being destroyed because he rebelled against Moshe. They're witnessing Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Jew, walking in the street with 1,000-pound weight attached to his leg just to walk. So the people who are watching are not getting the message. They're not getting the message. And it's very likely, that's exactly the point. Moshe here is not trying to prove I am Hashem's chosen leader. To believe that I'm Hashem's chosen leader, you have to have faith naturally that I'm Hashem's chosen leader. I'm now just going to get rid of these Meshugayim and play their own game. I'm going to play their own game. They created a whole crazy thing. Oh, why Aaron, why this? So I'll prove to them Hashem is going to demonstrate that I'm right. But that's not really what Korach wanted. Korach was just an excuse. Korach's main challenge was to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe didn't prove that. And it appears that by design, Moshe didn't prove I'm Hashem's selected leader. Because to believe in Hashem, like the Moshe, there is absolutely no scientific proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. You can go into a Judaica store, and you can go look at an entire library, proof of God's existence. There are literally 1,000 books that write to prove scientifically God exists. And yet, most of the world are Rappi Carson. Why? Because Well, there are many reasons why, but basically all these books are not true. Even if they're true, you know, it would appear the real reason why the people don't read these books is because with all the science, you'll always find a loophole, an excuse in the science. The purpose is to have a emunah in Hashem. It's not science. It's either you have emunah or you don't have emunah. If it was science, then there's no such thing as emunah. Emunah, by definition, is something that you cannot prove scientifically. And the same way you have emunah in Hashem, you have to have emunah in Hashem's chosen leaders, the Nevi'im, the Talmidei Chachamim. There is no scientific proof as to why Moshe Rabbeinu should be the leader. Over here, Moshe has a very big problem. For whatever the reason, Korach is not presenting his legal argument against Moshe, even though for sure that's who he's coming to attack. He's presenting his legal argument in some nonsense. Aaron, Elozov, Yisamin, Elit Sofan. So Moshe plays their game. Fine. I'll prove to you that Hashem selected these people. But that's not solving the problem. Moshe doesn't want to solve the problem. He wants just to bring the situation back to where it was before, that people should believe in Moshe. How do you know this is true? Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avda. It says, we say this by Kriyas Yamsuf, emunah. It's not just having emunah b'Hashem. It's emunah b'Hashem uv'Moshe avda. You have to have emunah in the leader. And emunah, by definition, is something which cannot be proven. There's going to be an Eish Min HaShemayim is going to come down and kill these people. That's proof. What is the proof? It's just proof that Aaron is the right guy, Elozov Yisamer is the right guy, they're the right people, and Elit Safon, and you guys are wrong. But that's not what you really want. You really want to go knock me out. I'm not proving to you that I'm the real leader. Because the real leader, that has to be Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. Rashi over here is saying something very, very, very important. Rashi, Vayidar B'Hashem, this part, Vayalu Me'al Mishkan, says, Vayomer Moshe, Bizos, there's going to be a miracle that's going to happen now. Te Du'un, you will know that I'm right. Not that I'm the leader, but you will know that your argument, your complaint is wrong. Ki Hashem Shalachani. What are the Ma'asim Mo'ele? The Ma'asim Mo'ele are Rashi, Shasisi al Piadibo, Losais the Aaron Kahuna, Gidulo, Ubonov Sagone Kahuna, the Elit Safon is Nasi to become the Nasi Akahasi. Okay, that's the Drush on this Pasuk. Now let's see the Targum. Targum says, Pasuk of Ches, Vama Moshe Bido Tidun. Arei, Hashem Shulchani, Hashem sent me. L'mevad yoskol uvodayo hoilein, to do all of these deeds. Hashem sent me to do all of these deeds. Arei lo meruusi. I'm not doing this out of free will. I'm not doing this because of my own desire. Kilo mili, we tie the word kilo mili be to mean out of my free will. Let's see the commentator over here. The commentator on Pasuk of Ches says, Meruusi meritzoni kasvaramam shematzinu b'mikro leiv shushem harotzon kemo v'nosati lechem roiim kilibi hayesh es levavcha yoshar kasher levavi im levavcha kilaimach im ritzoncha b'yoshar kritzoni v'zeh ma'ashe tegim milibi meruusi chen tegim loshon lukashon. Okay, v'yesh lefarish lechavonos onkelis kemo sheperish ha'orchayim shem choshtu esmoish rabbeinu shuhu hoya chofetz v'choshek b'libo lo'asei sakuna gedol li'aroin. Yes, and it's seriously it's so fun. A Kadosh Baruch Hu Hishlam Chavsoi, Hishlam, Hishlam Chavsoi, Kama Shakasa Ritzon Yav Yaseh, Al Kena Maki Loi Miritzoni, Shaloi Nasu Haminuim B'derech Zotei. He's saying a lot of very interesting things over here in the commentator. First of all, he points out over here is Kilo Milibi means, it's not Milibi. What does it mean Milibi? It's not coming from my heart. It's not what I want. It's not what I desire. The word means like that. He's saying here a very big chiddush. Why can't Yitaka say that the reason why Aaron was appointed to this position, and Elazar Isamar were appointed to their position, and Elit Safon was because Moshe had influence over Hashem. Why not? We have a pasuk that says, Ritzon Yireyav Yaaseh. Let's make believe a person has a son, he's running for political office, and he's going out on the campaign trail. And he has a father that is a very holy tzaddik. And the father sees that his son very much wants to win the election. And his chance of winning the election are very, very slim. So the father, every day when he davens, he's mispalel with his full neshama to Hashem, Hashem, grant my son siyata deshmaya, that my son should win the election. Because my son deserves it. He's a good person. He has the right ideas. And the tzaddik is mispalel. Look, remember when Trump was running for election the first time? I remember Ivanka, there was a whole big thing in the news. Ivanka and Jared, they went to the kever of the Lubavitcher Rebbe to be mispalel for their father should win the election. And then when he ran the second time, they went again. The first time it worked, but not the second time. What's going on over here? Either you deserve it or you don't deserve it. Do the people want you to be the president? People don't want you to be the president. What are you going to the kev of Lubavitcher Rebbe to be mispalel? So Teretz is, you can say whatever you want to say, okay? You can make up whatever you want to go say is, there's such a thing that it can go either way. And if a tzaddik wants, so the tzaddik's influence carries weight in Shemayim. So maybe, why can't we suggest that when it came time to appoint a Kohen Gadol, there were many candidates that were eligible to become the Kohen Gadol. And Moshe is entitled to his opinion. There are other people who have an opinion, and there's Moshe. And Moshe was the biggest tzaddik, and he was mispalel. Hashem, you know, if you leave it up to me, if you don't ask me, who knows? Okay, so maybe someone else will be the Kohen Gadol. But you know, he's my brother. He helped me. My brother wants to be the Kohen Gadol. So you know what? Hashem, please, I want. I'm entitled to want. I want my brother to be the Kohen Gadol. And Moshe was mispalel. And it says in the pasuk, Ritzoin Yireyav Yaaseh. What's wrong? There's not. You want to be the Kohen Gadol, so you be mispalel. So according to what it says over here in this commentator, he's saying an incredible chiddush, that when it came time to appoint Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, Moshe had no say whatsoever. Moshe didn't daven even one Shmoneh Esrei asking Hashem, you know, he's my brother, do me a favor. And that would be legitimate, because the other person can also ask Hashem for what he wants. Moshe says here, Kiloi mi libi. I was never mispalel, even legitimately. It goes without saying that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fix the election. He didn't do anything illegal. That's a given. I didn't do anything illegal. That's for sure I didn't do. But I didn't even do anything legal to demand that my brother should be the Kohen Gadol. It was not Meru Usi, my desire. That's what is over here in this comment on the Targum. All right, we're going to stop over here. Rabbi Leizer, thank you for coming. Mayor, thank you for coming. Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. Rishon, tomorrow we will resume.
Good night.
Good night, good night, good night. Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. Good night. Take care. Good night. You're welcome.